This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Investigators are piecing together what led up to a shooting yesterday in Virginia that left five people injured, including a congressman. Police say an Illinois man who supported Bernie Sanders and despised Donald Trump opened fire at a baseball field as Republican lawmakers practiced for an annual congressional baseball game. In reaction to yesterday's events, Alabama Media Group columnist John Archibald writes that the shooting was like an attack on America itself. He joins us now to talk politics, as he does most Thursdays. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Andrew.
An attack on America itself. How so?
Yeah, and I'm not just talking about the shooting there. I'm talking about everything that leads up to it. I mean, we've been in a situation for ages now, it seems, where we tend to demonize each other when we don't disagree. In the media, in the social media, on talk shows, all over, it's not about what's good for America. It's about what that other side is doing. I mean, we've divided ourselves to the point where it seems to me that we attack people who disagree with us. And when we attack people who disagree with us, we are attacking that very, what I mean is, we are attacking that very foundation of what America is. And America is a we are led to believe it's a place where disagreement is welcome, where different views are welcome, and we play that out in politics and not in the streets.
Well, you point out all those divisive forces in society and lament that hardly anyone points out how we are the same, but it seems like calls for unity sometimes can be, you know, veiled calls for just agree with me, or they speak to commonalities that really are very thin, don't seem very connecting.
Absolutely. I think that that's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about being able to disagree with respect. I'm talking about we do have to acknowledge that, you know, we hammer on our differences and all those sources I talked about before, but we are Americans. We are people who stand for the same basic values that we were led to believe. Politics aside, I mean, obviously, those go in different directions and take us to different places, but we have many of the same interests, and we have to remember that. I mean, it's just, it doesn't have to be this way.
Your headline on your column asks, "Now what?" So, what's next?
You know, I hate to sound like what you were about to say about unity, but you know, now what is that just because somebody disagrees with you does not make them your enemy. They have as much right to believe as they believe as you believe, and vice versa. So, I mean, I think that we all have to remind ourselves of that every single day. I'm not backing down from any of my opinions because you don't like them, but I'm not going to demand that you like them. And when people disagree, that's great. That's conversation. It's not a personal affront.
Also this morning, followers of Alabama politics know about the issues with Alabama's Constitution. It's long, with more than 900 amendments. It concentrates power in Montgomery and mentions everything from mosquito control to promoting chickens to traffic rules for golf carts. And then there's the issue of how the Constitution treats race. And John, as you write about the Constitution, you particularly note John Knox. He was the president of the 1901 Constitutional Convention that created this document. And what was significant about him?
As soon as he was elected to lead the Constitutional Convention, he got up and gave a speech that by today's standards would be shocking to the language. Some of the language I would not even be comfortable saying on public radio about slaves who had gone north and come back and use derogatory terms from them. He laid out in that speech an argument for including white supremacy in the law, not just in practice, but in the law. A lot of people don't need a reminder of how bad Alabama's Constitution is, but a lot of people do. And the fact of the matter is the foundation of our law in Alabama was built on the idea of white supremacy and segregation. And it led us down a path that has created this document we now have that is not only built on racism, but is very bad for cities and counties and a lot of other entities.
Well, you talk about that foundation, but I'm sure some people will hear this and point out that document was written more than 100 years ago. There have been many federal court cases that have overturned or rendered moot many parts of that, particularly in racial issues. Does it really have that much effect anymore? Does it really matter?
I don't know. You know, you could say 200 years ago, 200 plus years ago, the U.S. Constitution was written in a way that may not have been wholly accurate at the time about equality for all people, yet it laid out an ideology, a belief that this is what this country should be. And it's a very, very different document with very, very different results. I think what you're built on is an important thing.
Well, you're right. It's long past time to tear this thing down and build a new foundation. Is that a call for a new constitution?
It is a call for a new constitution, although you know how skeptical and afraid I am of how of what would come out of it and who would put it together. But it's time. We really, really need to think about this in a serious way and not in the same way it was thought of in 1901.
John Archibald is a columnist for the Alabama Media Group. You can read his column each Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday in the Birmingham News, online anytime at AL.com. John, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.